Recollections at 30. NBC, celebrating its 30th year of broadcasting, invites you to memorable moments of radio's earlier days. In this special series of broadcasts, you'll reminisce among NBC's vast and historic library of sound. You'll hear the stars, the songs, the great moments in sports and special events that have highlighted these 30 years of NBC network broadcasting. And here, guiding our recollections at 30, is Ed Herlihy.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight is old-timers' night. In NBC's Library of Sound, I found a broadcast in which the composers of many of the all-time hit songs played and performed their own numbers. At the time of this broadcast in 1939, all of these men were past 50. That means that today, most of them are no longer with us. But the music they wrote is known by young and old, tunes that lived through and beyond the fads of each generation. This broadcast, from which we're going to hear excerpts, took place in famed Carnegie Hall and was the 25th anniversary celebration of ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. You'll hear the audience breaking into spontaneous and enthusiastic applause as each of these oldsters performs. First off, Jack Norwith, who wrote,
"Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back to me. April, January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time to say our northern school. So shine on, shine on, harvest moon for me and my gang.
Jack Norwith, 60 years old at the time, interpreting his own song. Next, Harry Armstrong, singing proud and strong at 60. And the song he'll always be remembered for,
Sweet Adeline, my Adeline, at night, dear heart, for you.
Armstrong, voices from out of the past. Next, Ernie Burnett, famous as the writer of Melancholy Baby. You'll smile as you hear him play his tune on the piano, with the tinkling xylophone effect. But this must have been the way that Ernie Burnett first envisioned it. Ernie Burnett playing his own song, Melancholy Baby. Next, one of the greatest Western songs, and its composer, Billy Hill.
I'm heading for the last round. I'm gonna saddle old Hank for the last time. I'm heading for the last round up. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along. I'm heading for the last round to the faraway ranch of the boss in the sky, where the strays are counted and branded. There go
Hill as he sang his own song in a 1939 broadcast from Carnegie Hall. And here's still another old-timer, George Whiting, with one of his most famous compositions.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll find a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. There's Molly and me and baby make three. We're happy in my blue heaven. I was lucky, I know, a short time ago, to write about my blue heaven. They sang it a bit, they made it a hit, the people bought my blue heaven. From England, Ireland, Scotland, yes, and Italy, the royalties came swiftly rolling in to me. Now the kiddies and wife are sitting pretty for life, 'cause Daddy wrote my heaven.
That was George Whiting's tribute to his own song. Now, from here on, I'm going to let you hear the famous person who introduced these songwriters in the original broadcast. His name, Jimmy Walker, a famous mayor of New York, as well as a composer himself. And here he is to introduce four more of the men who have added innumerable songs to our list of standard tunes.
But amongst all the men who have made American songs, that one who wrote more than any other American, I'm now privileged to call her. And wherever songs are appreciated and wherever there are responsive hearts to beautiful music, the name of Irving Berlin will always be present.
Honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going, ain't you going to the leader man, the ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander. Grandstand, brass band, you better hurry along. Come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's right. Come on in here, come on in here. It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band what am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along. Come on along and let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you'd care to hear the Swanee River play, in that time, come on along to Alexander's ragtime band.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a young fellow who has remained young for more than 50 years. The mayor of the gay 90s, Joe Howard himself singing, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now.
I wonder who's kissing Anna. I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine for the lips that I used to call mine. You know, I just wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
Well, youth will not be denied. Tonight it must have its sway. There's another of the old school. Well, it just seems like yesterday, but another charter member of ASCAP. A young fellow who counts his years beyond 70. The writer of one of the greatest or the finest of American folk tunes that any of us have ever heard. I have the pleasure of calling on William C. Handy, the writer of St. Louis Blues. Some years ago, there was born on the 4th of July an American boy. And what difference makes it what year it was? That young fellow who was born on the 4th of July has since become the greatest individual single figure in the American stage. George M. Cohan.
Did you ever see two Yankees part upon a foreign shore? When the good ship is just about to start for old New York once more. With a tear-dimmed eye says goodbye, they're friends without a doubt. And the man on the pier shouts loud and clear as the ship strikes out. Give my regards to Broadway, beneath the Herald Square. Tell all the boys at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there along. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. I was born on the 4th of July.
Yes, music mingled with memories. That was George M. Cohan. Before that, W.C. Handy, Joe Howard, and Irving Berlin, all introduced by Jimmy Walker. Oh, by the way, the audience reaction to Cohan was in response to his doing a little dance, and that was when he was in his 61st year, too. Well, that's our show for tonight, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing these old-timers. I feel that it's been a rare and unusual bit of radio. It's been my pleasure to bring it to you from the vast NBC Library of Sound. Next week brings us some fascinating bits from radio's history that you'll like to relive. You'll hear the voices of Madame Schumann-Heink and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as well as an eyewitness report of the battle for Iwo Jima. So until next week, then, when we get together, this is Ed Herlihy wishing you all good night.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections at 30. Next week at this time, there'll be another in this special series commemorating NBC's 30th year of broadcasting. This is Fred Collins, hoping you'll be able to join us then for more of the great stars and great moments of the past. Recollections at 30 is directed by Bob Mauer. Recollections at 30 is another worldwide presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.